excellent music and fantastic food for no cost. Now I have your attention, don't I? The brand new Queen City Chamber Orchestra is getting ready to present their second concert, this one just in time for Halloween. Ghostly Mozart will play one show only on Saturday, October 27th at 8 o'clock at Philippus UCC in OTR, and Plate Cincinnati will be there too. Good evening for WVXU. I'm Elaine Dillon. Joining me in the studio is Sean Charton, founder of the Queen City Chamber Orchestra. Hello, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
Did you mean to start an orchestra?
You know, honestly, I did not. Would you like to hear the story?
Yes, I'd love to hear the story.
So I have a friend named Nelson Velez, and Nelson was a natural horn major at Indiana. He moved to Cincinnati, where there is not a huge Baroque instrument group, and Nelson said, I'm going to start an orchestra because I want somewhere to play. Well, Nelson got a new job after we started it up, and he sort of had to do other things, so I took it over.
I mean, it's hard enough to get, you know, a 4 or 5-piece band together. I can't imagine getting an entire chamber orchestra. Talk about the process and how you built the orchestra.
Well, finding money is always it. So we have a core group of people from the city. They're functional. They're good players, but they were not necessarily majors. We have some majors in their instruments. We have people who just play for fun. And then we fill in with some of the students out of CCM. We also get some really good high school players.
Sean, what's your background?
I am a singer. I went to Oberlin Conservatory in voice, and then I did master's degrees in Arkansas. Then I moved to Cincinnati.
From?
From Arkansas, actually. Okay, so I went from Oberlin to Tallahassee. And then I went from Tallahassee to Atlanta for about 10 years, and then Atlanta to Arkansas again. I grew up in Arkansas.
Now, how did you connect with the Philippus UCC?
My roommate at the time, who was also a singer, was looking for a church gig, and he ended up at Philippus singing. He went through until Christmas time, and then he said, Sean, they need to hire a baritone. Why don't you come sing? And I did, and then this all sort of came out of that.
Do you sing at the church on a regular basis then?
I sing at the church every week.
Okay.
Please come and hear me and everybody else.
Now, you've got a bit of a unique slant to your mission, performing great classical music and providing an outlet for a lot of the talented musicians in Cincinnati is a big part of it. But you're also all about arts education in OTR.
We are doing this in a way that we want people to be able to connect to the music personally. We want to play music that you know. For example, our first concert included Eine kleine Nachtmusik, which most of us can sing in our sleep. And we want to possibly do music that's connected with the pieces that we know so that we can sort of grow the knowledge out from there. So our third concert in January will have the Bach Orchestral Suite No. 3, which of course has the air on the G string in it. So not only will you hear air on the G string, you'll hear all the rest of it too.
We're chatting with Sean Charton, the founder of the Queen City Chamber Orchestra. Do you work with the School for Creative and Performing Arts at all, since you're based out of OTR?
I have not had an opportunity to get in with them. I need to schedule a meeting and talk to them and see what's up, because I suspect they've got some students we would love to use.
You mentioned that you have players of all levels. What are some of the challenges in choosing repertoire for a group of mixed-level players?
I'll say that in this concert, we're doing Pavane for a Dead Princess and the Funeral March for a Marionette. And both of those I have arranged specifically for our forces. We're not doing the original Gounod and the original Ravel simply because 60 string players is not going to happen. Not in Philippus anyway.
Talking about Ghostly Mozart coming up on October 27th, 8 o'clock at Philippus UCC. What else you got in store for Ghostly Mozart?
We're doing Mozart Symphony 25, which we started last night, and it's fantastic. It's totally the psycho shower scene. I love it. And then we have a lute player playing John Dowland, Lacrimae, which if you don't know means tears in Latin. This is the whole theme going on here. And then finally, we do the Vivaldi Concerto for 4 violins. We have fantastic soloists, and not all of them are from CCM. I'll say that. It's just really fantastic to work with these people. We've had three rehearsals, and I'm sort of sitting in the room going, wow, this is really sounding good.
Kel Surprise. Oh, well, you're involved in performance and education, and yet there's still more on your plate, pun intended, as you've partnered with Plate Cincinnati. Talk about that.
It's true. They are a catering business that has made it their mission to feed homeless and hungry people in Cincinnati. They sort of partner with a day shelter that comes out of Philippus. They're actually part of one of the Catholic churches around, but they rent space at Philippus. They're not actually a Philippus program, but Plates provides food for the girls that come through Tamar's Place. And they use the kitchen at Philippus. You probably don't know, Philippus is underused and we have fantastic resources, but not a lot of people coming.
This might be a good time to tell us exactly where Philippus is.
Philippus is at 106 West McMicken. It is about two blocks behind Findlay Market, right before you go up the hill.
It's a beautiful old place, isn't
it? It's a beautiful place. The resources there are fantastic. It was Christian Moorline's church and a whole lot of other people around Cincinnati, and they have a legacy of well-bought, well-spent money, and it's just beautiful.
So people come to the concert, they eat afterwards?
Yes, ma'am. The concert will always be roughly an hour. I can't promise that it won't be a little over, but it will be roughly an hour. It's free, and then we head downstairs, and we drink good wine, and we eat good food, and potentially talk about the concert or whatever else happened in the day. And then you go home satisfied for free.
That's October 27th, 8 o'clock. What else is on the horizon for the Queen City Chamber Orchestra?
Well, we have the January concert, which is more interesting than I already mentioned. We're doing the Bach Orchestral Suite number 3. And then we're doing Das Musikalische Opfer, which is a piece that Bach wrote for Friedrich of Prussia, King of Prussia, some very interesting history behind that. I always make a big deal out of doing program notes. So if you come and see us, I would suggest you get there early enough to read the program notes. After that concert, we're doing Handel, Cuckoo and the Nightingale, and the Haydn Clock Symphony, number 101. And Shiloh Roby from Christchurch Cathedral will be our soloist for that. And then after that, we're doing something very exciting. In July, we're doing Handel's Fireworks. That means 26 oboes. This is the original orchestration. 26 oboes, 12 bassoons, 1 contrabassoon. I believe there are 9 timpani and 3 trumpets. And it's crazy.
Sounds like fun. The Queen City Chamber Orchestra, a new ensemble in Cincinnati, the inspiration of vocalist Sean Charton, who formed the ensemble using musicians of all ages. They perform music commonly known and accessible works from all periods of the classical repertoire, which fit the ensemble of
roughly 30 people,
a few more.
And we don't always do orchestras. Sometimes we do duets, quartets, trios. Any of that sort of thing is fair game.
We've been chatting with Sean about the upcoming concert, Ghostly Mozart. For more information and a link, visit our website, wvxu.org. Sean, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll look forward to being frightened and delighted and fed on Saturday, October 27th, 8 o'clock at Philippus UCC and OTR, Ghostly Mozart with the Queen City Chamber Orchestra. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.